As more companies begin the transition back to working in person, many Black women are feeling the stress of returning to an office that never felt safe to them even before the pandemic. Olawashian Smith is from Texas. She quit her job earlier this year in commercial real estate after her boss asked her to start coming back into the office.
And that's when it really dawned on me that I don't want to do this. I don't want to go back into the office. And there were just several reasons why I did not want to do that. And I just felt so much more comfortable as myself, but then also as a Black woman in the safety of my house.
Many Black women have similar experiences in the office. Natachi Onwemebu first reported this story for The Washington Post.
Things like their hair, the way they dressed, their weight, their body, all were open to be subjects of conversation, which as a Black woman, I knew that these things were the case. But I think the fact that such horrible experiences were universal experiences was shocking to me.
We spoke with four of the women in Onwemebu's story. Three of them reported getting comments about their hair. Here's Camille Villegas.
When I first entered the workforce, you know, it was this whole natural hair movement. And, you know, my grandmother and my mom and my aunts, they were so stressed about my hair because I have an afro. And so every interview I would go on, I would always straighten my hair. And once I got the job, I would wear my afro. And, you know, I would always get comments like, your hair looks so different. Or, you know, how did your hair get like that? You know, just very microaggression questions like that, that really started to get under my skin for a little bit. So I got to a point where I would straighten my hair like at least once a month.
Villegas has considered quitting her job processing unemployment claims in Chicago if she's forced to work in person again.
You know, it's like sometimes you have to put on the act so people won't label you as the angry Black woman in the office because, you know, I've seen multiple times Black women get reprimanded or fired for speaking up regarding something, or if they don't appear friendly enough, you know, they get isolated and then they get removed, or the work environment gets to a hostile place where, you know, they end up leaving.
Olawashian Smith can relate to having to change an essential part of her identity to fit in. She wanted to be called Shea-un, but switched to Mary after coworkers complained that it was too hard to pronounce her name.
I most certainly wish that people called me by my name, but I've had too many experiences where, well, the feedback that I receive is that it's almost too hard to pronounce, which I get a little confused. It's only a four-letter name.
To Smith, working from home is a respite.
In my experience, I've never been to work just to work. I'm almost not allowed to. I'm there to look a certain way. I'm there to talk a certain way. I can't even use my preferred name. And just the list goes on. So with all that said, yeah, working from home was like, this is a dream come true. And if I can continue living in this dream, by all means necessary, I'll do that.
That dream gives Smith and many other Black women the freedom to choose, often for the first time, what parts of their identity are accessible to the people they work with.